This tiny black round thing comes to you with the compliments of New Musical Express. In the interests of promoting world peace and increasing mutual understanding between the nations of the free world. It is not in any way an attempt to boost sales of the paper in a year of increasing competition, or a cheap gimmick to attract people away from disc or melody maker. The record is introduced personally by the head of New Musical Express Limited.
Good evening! First, take the record, then put it on the gramophone. Then hit it with a needle. Hit it. Go on. Play. Play. Oh, I like being head of New Musical Express. I like it. I got my own chair and the table which I hit. I'm very famous.
And welcome to Election Night Special. There's tremendous excitement here at the moment as we should be getting the first results through any moment now. We're not quite sure whether it'll be from, it might be from Leicester or from West Byfleet. The polling's been quite heavy in both areas. Oh, and I'm just getting a buzzing noise in my left ear. And now let's go straight over to Leicester.
And it's a straight fight here at Leicester, and we're expecting the result any moment now. There with the returning officer is Arthur Smith, the sensible candidate, and next to him is Jethro Q. Walrus Titty, the silly candidate with his agent and his silly wife.
Here is the result for Leicester. Arthur J. Smith.
Sensible party.
30,612. Jethro Q. Bonwacket Buzzard Stubble and Boot Walrus Titty.
Silly party.
33,108.
Well, there you have it. The first result of the election there, and the silly party have held Leicester Norman.
Well, pretty much as I predicted, except that the silly party won. I think this is largely due to the number of votes cast,
quite,
Gerald.
Quite. Well, there's a big swing here to the silly party, but how big a swing, I'm not going to tell you.
I think one should point out here that in this constituency, since the last election, a lot of very silly people have moved into new housing estates, with the result that a lot of sensible voters have moved further down the road, the other side of number 29.
Well, I can't add anything to that, Colin.
Can I just say this is the first time I've been on television?
No, I'm sorry, there isn't time. We're just going straight over to Luton.
Well, here at Luton, it's a three-cornered contest between, from left to right, Alan Jones, sensible party, Tarquin Fintim Limbim, Limbim Bim 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 Bus Stop for Tank for Tank Ole Biscuit Barrel. Silly party. And Kevin Phillips Bong, who is running on the slightly silly ticket. And here's the result.
Alan Jones.
Sensible.
9,112. Kevin Phillips Bong.
Slightly silly.
Naught. Tarquin Bintin Limbim Wim Bim Limbim Bus Stop Patang Patang Olay Biscuit Barrel.
Silly.
12,441.
Well, there you have it, the first result of the election there as the silly party take Luton Norman.
Well, this is a very significant result. Luton, normally a very sensible constituency with a high proportion of people who aren't a bit silly, has gone completely gaga.
And we just heard that James Gilbert has with him the winning silly candidate at Luton.
Tarquin, are you pleased with this result?
Oh, yes, me own beauty, I should say so.
How do you see this result?
I see this as an overwhelming mandate.
To the silly party.
Do we have the swing at Luton?
No.
Right, well, Norman?
Well, I've got the swan here in this box, can't you ask about it? And it's looking fine. I can see through the breathing holes that it's eating its peanuts up at the rate of knots.
That is.
And how about the cheese sandwich?
Well, I think it needs another walnut pickle.
Can I just break in here, sorry, to say that the swan has just had a quick one off the wrist. It's lying there with an old Etonian friend, and it fair turns his stomach.
Well, I can't add anything to that, Colin.
Can I just say that this is the second time I've been on television?
No, I'm sorry, there isn't time. We're just about to get another result.
And this one is from Harpenden South East. A very interesting constituency, this. In addition to the official silly candidate, there is an unofficial very silly candidate in the slab of concrete. And he could well split the silly vote here at Harpenden South East.
Mrs. Elsie Zip.
Silly.
26,317. Jeanette Walker.
Sensible.
26,380.
That was very close.
Malcolm Peter Brown Telescope, Adrian Blackpool Rock Stoke Gobbler, John Raw Vegetable, Norman Michael, Edward, Thomas Moo will give a welcome in. William, raindrops keep falling on my. Don't sleep in the subway. Smith.
Very silly.
Two.
Well, there you have it. A sensible gain there at Harpenden with the silly vote being split by Malcolm, Peter, Brown, Telescope, Adrian, Blackpool, Rock, Stoke, Gobbler, John, Raw, Vegetable, Norman, Michael, Edward, Thomas, with paper, welcome in, William, Terrence, raindrops keep falling on the... Don't sleep in the subway. Smith, the very silly candidate...
This record comes to you entirely free with New Musical Express, the hairspray that really cares for your hair. Mends split ends, cures athlete's foot, and leaves your hair looking fresh, vital, and with a thin white scum on top. I'm terribly sorry. I beg your pardon. This record comes to you entirely free with New Musical Express, the pop paper that keeps you up to date with the latest grocery bargains. Toilet rolls are down to £3 or £4 new. Doggo hair conditioner, down to 54p, leaves your spaniel looking cleaner, fresher, and with a thin white scum on top. Sorry? I'm sorry, I normally do the kind of mainly kind of consumer-orientated... This record comes to you entirely free with New Musical Express, the paper which you can really wrap things up in. Old spaniels, regurgitated curry, New Musical Express, the strongest and most absorbent pop paper in Britain today.